You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in on this Thursday. A lot of fun planned for you. I don't know that talking about Thursday night football will be part of the fun. Looks like this game is going to suck. So you're going to have to figure out ways to bet it. What better way than fading the room, I think. I think this is a good spot, especially with what we have lined up for tonight with San Francisco and the LA Rams. Of course, MLB playoffs continue. We get three games today. We're a little worried that we wouldn't get that much action, but we will. We'll break down Survivor. College football plays 10 toes down. Guest wise, Connor Allen, Kelly in Vegas had to move things around this week on the schedule. So she's kind enough to join us today as opposed to on Friday in her usual spot. And Alex White from out in Vegas will be joining us. A lot of NFL, a lot of college football coverage on today's show. BetMGMNetwork.com, YouTube, and Twitch. Check out the video version of the show at the BetMGM Network pages. Make sure you subscribe, especially over there on YouTube. Sammy, what's going on, man?
I did not think we'd get to 8.5 and 9 on this Thursday night game. Remember, the look ahead, Rams -3, the 11-day number. Then they reopened it higher, and now we're out. I told you on Beat the Books, I gave out 6. Good bet. Niners +6 on Tuesday. And now we're 8.5, 9. Nice pick, nerd.
Oh, at least that's over. Like, I think people have forgotten about it at this point. Yeah, that's okay. I'm not going to ruin the conversation because we're going to talk Survivor later in this hour coming up at 9:40 Eastern. I thought week 5 was going to be out too cardinal or not too cardinal. No, this week is going to be about to ram or not to ram on Thursday in a divisional matchup.
That's what it definitely makes sense. Floated it. Although, as I've said famously, whatever I like in Survivor, go the other way or just don't do it. I threw Rams out Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. I don't know what we're picking yet. I got to text the boys from Chicago and see what we're thinking about what we're going to do. And you know what I'm doing in the many losers pool. I'm going New England to lose. Rams feels like a good bet considering the injury report and considering the move in the market. Usually sides like this, Joe, I don't know about cover. Usually they don't lose. I don't think the Rams are losing.
I know you're locked in on New England for many losers, but this could be a good San Francisco spot. How often are you going to use them? How often are you going to go with San Francisco? Second biggest point spread of the week. But yeah, I hear what you're saying on New England for sure. Sunday night's going to be really fun. God damn. Patriot. I was looking at the schedule this morning. I'm like, this team, they're not good. They're 2-2. They're going to lose to Buffalo on Sunday night, and they don't play anybody. Outside of the Bills twice, they play nobody. This dumb team's going to be in the playoffs, and they're going to lose by 50 in their first game.
That's definitely something to mark down.
Yeah,
we saw this a couple years ago when Mac Jones was a rookie, and they had a really surprisingly strong season. I think finished 10-7. Mac was right there in the running for Rookie of the Year until Ja'Marr Chase ran him down and then blew by him. And then in the playoffs, they got absolutely pounded. So this could be a similar situation where you have an overachieving team with a very weak schedule that gets embarrassed in the playoffs. I think that's a good call. As for, you know how I always say, Thursday I wake up and I want blood. I have my list of teams in the NFL and in college. I don't have any awful teams, and I feel so good about it. I didn't do Bengals. I didn't do Titans. Obviously, we'll talk about it over the next 3 hours because usually I have some filthy, stinky underdog in the NFL. I'm on good teams. I don't know how that's going to play out, but at least on paper, no garbage for me.
The more I look at it, speaking of bad teams, I feel like that Minnesota line should be higher. And I know it's an international game and all that. Just think about Flores going against a rookie quarterback in his first game. We could see some ugly, we'll call them primetime games, island games. Tonight, Sunday morning with Minnesota, Cleveland, in London, New England, Buffalo, Sunday night. That could get really ugly, too. We'll talk about the entire card. Again, college football, a lot of discussion on college football as well. We'll have some really smart minds on that. Kelly in Vegas, Alex White dropping by on the show. All right, we got to get to baseball. We had four games yesterday. You called it. I'm glad I followed it. You said under, over. It hits. Now, there was an unfortunate push in the first game that was so frustrating because it's 1-1, bottom of the eighth. I'm feeling great about another under that I played in Detroit, Cleveland. And then it's a five-run eighth for the Guardians. Naylor up two outs, two on, hits a three-run homer right before the end of the inning. I'm like, come on. That ends up being a push. So not the worst thing in the world, but that parlay hits because you void that one. You get under on Cubs Padres, easy. The Cubs don't scratch. You get under on Boston, New York, very close. That was sweaty. And then the over hit with the Dodgers. Just keep playing the over in the Dodgers games. The Dodgers win 8-4. So good call there, man. The parlay went from about 12-1 to 6-1 because of that void.
Did not do it naturally.
Oh,
talk about something on the show.
I should have bet more than I did. I'll just say that. You know, I was like, I thought about that. I'm like, I don't want to be on the air with Sam tomorrow and say it's one of the bets we talked about and didn't do. So I bet it. I just didn't bet as much as I should have.
Reminds me of Ohio State over Notre Dame, 25-1. Did not bet it. Did not bet the Wednesday wild card total parlay. Did not do it. Did have San Diego. I didn't confirm this. I don't know if you heard. Did they sing Go Cubs Go yesterday when they didn't score a run? I don't think so. And then it's so funny. When the Cubs win, they cram the song and the W flag down your throat. And then I posted a little meme of the L flag waving. Oh, I'm such a hater. Okay.
Well, you are. Well, you are.
Yes. Correct. Correct. I'm a hater.
You can admit
sure.
that.
But you can't shove the W flag down our face and down our throat and then get upset about me posting an L flag. Did not score a run. You were talking about the under in that game. I thought San Diego was really good. And how about Paul coming out yesterday, giving Machado homer, Padres the win, 8-1. Bing. It's a nice hit. I don't want to say it like I'm complaining. The Red Sox, you got to win that game, man. You got to win that game. Yankees come back. Very frustrating. I don't know how the runner at third didn't come home on that Chisholm throw to first base when he dove up the hole and then bounced the ball to first. It kind of scooted away. And then the runner put the brakes on at third. We needed our guy, Wavin Wendell, to send that guy home. I thought he was going to score.
I would have sent him. I would have sent him. I'm third base coach. Let's go.
Send him.
It looked like he wasn't ready. Yeah, he wasn't ready. He wasn't fully paying attention. Okay, on that Cubs-Padres, yeah, we hit that every way. You said Padres. I said under. We liked both there. That comes through. Cease did a good job. The bullpen, fantastic. Cubs have an offensive problem. They got a real big problem. I'm not trying to overreact to one game because it's not like they hit the lights out. Your three hitter, Ian Happ, he is 0 for 8 in the series with 5 strikeouts. Your boy, PCA, 0 for 6 with 5 strikeouts. The offense is a big issue. They go with Kittredge, the opener. Imanaga was fine. Like, we figured that was going to happen. Okay, they'll start with Kittredge. They'll probably go to Shota. They do that. He was fine. It's funny how it changes in a day, Sam. You've experienced this many times. On one day, Council's a genius with his bullpen because they win. The next day, they lose, and he's an idiot because he had Imanaga pitch to Machado. Hello, you scored 0 runs. I don't want to hear about how Council's stupid because he threw to Machado. Like, okay, you could have that conversation. You have to score to win. They were losing that game either way because they put up a big fat goose egg in that one. So I found that to be very funny. So it's going to be a stressful day here in Chicago with the Cubs and the Padres. That'll be fun to talk about. You're right on that Yankees-Red Sox. I mean, how many times did you see – we can talk about the Dodgers game too. Like, bases loaded, no outs, one out, and teams couldn't score. They just couldn't scratch in these high-leverage spots.
I really thought Boston was going to finish it and then just couldn't capitalize on several opportunities. It is what it is. Got to put the ball in play in these key moments. And the Yankees got some big outs late in the game. And now they give their season to Schlittler.
Holy
it all
cow.
Comes down, it all
early
comes down.
Against Schlittler? What is this? Is this game 3 everything on the line? Like, what is this pitching matchup?
I don't know. And the market's moving down in the game. Opened 8 overnight. Now we're 7.5, I guess.
Really?
I'm inclined to think that those guys can give up some runs. But as we've learned in the postseason, these guys are on short leashes. I don't expect they're going to go deep into the game. I don't think we're going to see early out there in the 6th inning. You know what I'm saying there. I feel good, though. I mean, we're a Padres show, relatively speaking. I feel good. You got to beat Yu Darvish game 3. Now, granted, he's not as special as he was maybe 3-4 years ago, but still has that pedigree. And if you ask me who would I rather have in a deciding game in the playoffs, Yu Darvish or Jameson Taillon, I don't think it's an easy I don't think it's a difficult question to answer. I feel good about Darvish, and I'll be sweating that one on the train back to Boston today. Need the Padres, buddy. Need them.
First blush today, Detroit-Cleveland. You'd rather have Flaherty. They're the dog. Padres-Cubs. You'd rather have Darvish. They're the dog. Both pretty close to coin flips, but just pitching-wise, because of starting pitcher, you've got to lean dog on Detroit and San Diego. And then a little bit different, Boston, New York. New York, a minus 160 favorite. They're the home team. So you know they're going to jump on the Yanks there. But, yeah, they're jumping on that. Under, Cubs-Padres. Under, Yankees-Red Sox. Under, should have been an under, but it was a push in Detroit-Cleveland. I think you know where I'll be in a lot of these games today.
Unders, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. The Dodgers march on. Betts had an awesome game, 4 for 5 last night. Yamamoto is just outstanding. Another situation we had. Bases loaded, nobody out. He's in this jam, right? Gets a ground ball. It looked like it was hard to tell if it was going to be a liner to the shortstop or a ground ball. Ends up bouncing, so they get the force out at home. One out, nobody on, strikeout. They couldn't touch Yamamoto's curveball. The Reds, and they were in the heart of that Reds lineup. De La Cruz was the last out. Like, you just saw it. He was going four seamer. He's got 6 pitches, but he's stuck with 4 seam fastball and curveball, and they were just up there guessing. The Reds had no chance.
I think Roberts too this year is going to lean more on the starters. We hear a ton about, oh, the bullpen's so bad. What if the starters are really good? And what if they can give you 6 or 7 a game? That's a dangerous team. That goes without being said. I mean, their lineup is absolutely loaded. And we talked about this yesterday. They are very reminiscent, the Dodgers, of a beer league softball team. You have to outslug them.
Good call.
And we brought up the comps to the 2021 Braves. How was that pitching staff? it wasn't anything special. They just out-hit you and outscored you. And guess who texted me last night during the game as the Dodgers started to pull away? Our guy, Corby. Champs. He just texted me, champs, as the Dodgers are just piling on late runs. Yeah. I know pitching and defense are important, but if you can't score, you can't win. And that lineup, top to bottom, 1-9, is as deep as we've ever seen.
I was thinking during that game if we need to jump in, like before the Phillies start playing. Do we need to jump in? Maybe. That might be it. And I was also thinking of that comment you made about a beer league softball team as they were booting the ball everywhere. It doesn't matter. And Teoscar Hernandez, can of corn in the outfield, bang, goes off his glove. Like, what? What is happening? I could make that catch. What are we doing here? But, yeah, their defense sucks. Their bullpen has a lot of issues. Starting pitching is strong. I think that's a good point, too, that they're probably going to have to lean on the starters a little bit more because they don't have the arms in the pen that you really trust. Not like the Cubs or the Padres or some of these other bullpens that are still in the playoffs here. But, yeah, it doesn't really matter. Oh, you had an error? So what? We're going to come out and score five. Bam. It's like, man, five homers the other night. Put up eight last night. Doesn't matter. Even though you're looking at the Reds like, oh, they have really good pitching. Watch out. They might steal one. Nope. Not when we're putting up 8-9.
Got to score. I know we're up against it here time-wise. Very funny yesterday. After the betting market moved 8 points in the NFL, the Ravens reporters, oh, Lamar might not play. Duh.
Thanks. Thanks for the update. We're like, yeah, they're underdogs. Lamar's probably not going to play. And you get all these reports. Well, he might play. Okay. Who the hell's going to play tonight? Thursday night football, Niners-Rams. That's next. This is the BetMGM Network.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Twice. All right, that was Will Brinson with us earlier on this week. I think that was on Tuesday. He was saying definitely bet Adams now at +145 for an anytime touchdown. Now, best price, +105. Good call there by Will. So hopefully you acted then if you agree, if you're buying into the narrative that he's discussing there. Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSweat's BetMGM Network. We're on the hunt for betting angles for Thursday night football. So there's not, based on the schedule, we're not, since we're not going to see a Dodgers-Reds game number three, they don't have anything going against Thursday night football, right? Like, they're knocking out all the baseball games earlier on in the day, right? Because it looks like same time for Tigers, car. Oh, they moved it back. They did make some adjustments. They moved those games back a little bit. So I see Tigers, Guardians, about 3 o'clock Eastern, Cubs, Padres, 5 Eastern, and Red Sox, Yankees, 8 Eastern. Oh, so they are going against this game. I think that's probably the right move. You put Red Sox, Yankees in prime time, it's likely to be a crap Thursday night football game.
Baseball should be good today, I think.
Yeah.
Football has a chance to be very not good. And as I joked off the top, if you liked 6, how do you not like 8.5, 9? I'm talking to myself. That's a rhetorical question that I'm imposing internally because I thought, well, the Niners can't be that unhealthy, can they? Yeah. Wrong. Who's playing? I have no idea who's playing for the Niners.
Not Purdy, not Jennings, not Pearsall.
Great.
Not Kittle. Mm. Still not Ayuk. I don't know. It's CMC. It's Mac Jones under center. And that seems to be about it. Like, I was trying to figure out, okay, who are the top receivers on the team going to be with their top three out? We've got DeMarcus Robinson. I think he's their number one receiver. Kendrick Bourne. This is what we're dealing with. So you have a bad quarterback with no weapons outside of the running back going against a very good defense. So everything's going to be focused in on Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey's getting a ton of touches, a ton. 28, 27, 19. On Sunday, Sam, CMC had 31 touches. 31. So you would think it's like a CMC funnel offense. Like, everything has to go through him because they have no other options. But the Rams are aware of this. So my first thought was, I guess CMC receptions make sense. They're probably going to be trailing throughout. They're going to be passing, and they're just going to keep dumping it off to CMC, and I'm assuming that the Rams would allow that. But they also know that McCaffrey's the only thing that they have. So are they going to be able to stop that a little bit? I would not take him for anything rushing. I would not do total yards. I wouldn't be interested in that because why? I don't think they're going to be in a position where they can run. 6.5 receptions is pretty good. He's got 43 targets, 31 catches in 4 games so far. But, I mean, you say it all the time. You're gambling. It feels like anything Niners related, you're gambling tonight.
Sure. And they've caught up on the McCaffrey stuff, too. I'm looking at BetMGM right now. The over on catches for him, 6.5, is minus 150.
Oh,
they know what
geez.
You're going to bet. Yeah. Come on in. Water's warm. Oh, you want to bet the over? Minus 150. Very curious how the room is going to bet this game because mm-hmm. the Sharps clearly shoved on the Rams. Shoved. And got really good numbers. I mean, this number was 4.5, 5 early in the week. And then you get to midweek and it's 6. And now we're, I mean, looking at the board right now, it's still lighting up. Pinnacle just went to 8.5. Chris is at 9. Circa 9. Superbook 9. BetMGM, our title sponsor, 8.5. Clearly, respected guys came in and bet the Rams. How does the room bet the game? Probably keying on McCaffrey. I looked at him to score a touchdown. Last night I saw BetMGM minus 110 anytime touchdown. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a bad bet. I know it's going to be popular. They should honestly just go Wildcat. I know it would never happen. Just hike him the ball and let him
they
do
might.
Whatever he wants. It
Why
would
not?
Work, I would think, to an extent. And then the Rams would figure it out, and then you'd have to make adjustments to the adjustments. I feel really good, man, about the offensive player bet on him at 25-1. I mean, that was a decent poke that I made several months ago. You're just waiting, unfortunately, as somebody who's watched a ton of Niners over the last few years, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, and you're waiting for him to roll an ankle or do something because it just – injuries are not contagious, but they feel contagious in San Francisco at this point.
Yeah, offensive player of the year market, Puka, interestingly enough, on the other side is your favorite. And
we
he should
be. About him. We talked about him too, man, at 20 to 1. I'm kicking myself every day for not betting that.
McCaffrey's the fourth favorite, plus 750. So it's Puka, Jonathan Taylor, Bijan. Bijan not playing this weekend. They're on bye. And CMC. You know who's right after him? James Cook.
That's 25?
You got yes. Now it's like 17, 18. Don't think that's an awful idea. But it's going to be tough to beat these other running backs too, including CMC. I mean, and then there's Puka too. So, I mean, you look at Puka this year, he has the most targets, most receptions, most receiving yards in the league. He already has 500 yards. We've played four games. He has 500 yards. That's going to be tough. That will be popular. That will be in the room. I would not do that. Those numbers are going to be very high, inflated, not interested. Are you buying anything that Brinson was selling there? The touchdown play might not be worth it. Just the narrative. This is where he grew up. And if you look at it, he's killed this team. Five games. He averages 127 yards per game. And he scored seven touchdowns in those five games. He's also performed in the playoffs too. Averaging nine catches over 100 yards, 114 yards in each playoff game. The number's 54.5 yards for Devontae. 54.5. I'm kind of getting there, man, because I think people are going to be split. Like, what do we do? Well, Puka's had the much better year. They're probably going to bet that route. But, man, Devontae, that was a great price that he grabbed at plus 145. Wish that was still available, but 54.5 yards seems very gettable, blowout or not.
And he's freed up playing on the other side of Nacua. Devontae, as we know, for a long time in this league, was a legit number one receiver that got bracketed or doubled a ton. You can't do that in LA, though. So when you combine the freedom that he has playing across from Puka with the genius of Sean McVay, who's having more fun than Devontae Adams this year? Oh, by the way, Matthew Stafford throws a pretty ball. He's in the perfect scenario. And how about Brinson giving out 10-1, two touchdowns? I think that's an awesome price to begin with. But look at that price now. BetMGM has the best that I see in the market at 8-1. Green Book has plus 650. You think people listen to Bet Sweats or no?
Man, it's a great call. That's a great call by him. Whether it hits or not, you got some great numbers there. Huh. Are you betting this game?
I bet six, man.
And you can't do anything with it because now you can't get off of that.
Nope.
You just got to sit there and watch it.
Just take it. Just sit there and watch.
Take your beating.
Sit in the cuck chair and watch your Niners plus six bet lose.
Well, the GRP play would be go to the other side, lay nine.
I just chalk it up as a loss. Another dog that's going to get cracked in the NFL.
In what chair?
Nothing. I said nothing.
8.5 at BetMGM. Looking across, Cirque is at 9. It's funny. The blue book is at a juice 7.5. Okay. There are other nines offshore. So that's probably where we're going. We're going to go to 9. God, this can't get to 10, can it?
You wouldn't think so. If you're a bookmaker, all you've written is Rams money. The last thing you want to do at this point is get out to 10 and then have some group come in and bet you plus 10 and have the game land 7 or 8. That's not what you want behind the counter. You and I know enough guys that have lived this life for a long time. You don't want to get middled on the island game on Thursday night. Yeah. So I think at this point, what they've done is they've seen the money come in throughout the week. I'm speaking for these guys. I mean, I haven't directly spoken to anybody on this game specifically, but you know what they're doing at this point. They're just trying. They're trying, Joe. They're trying to write a bet on the Niners. So let's just get through all the key numbers. Let's get through 7.5. Let's get through 8. Let's get to 9. Try and write anything on the dog. And there will be players tonight that haven't been interested at all in this game, they're still, you know, uninterested. And then, oh, well, I'll take 10. Because wise guys, for the most part, are betting numbers, not teams. They don't give a damn about the injury report if they can get 10. When the game on the look-ahead was 3, I mean, look-ahead number here, I'm looking at it right now at Superbook, is Niners plus 3. Now it's Niners plus 9. You know somebody would grab 10 if it ever popped.
I can't wait to play Where's the Room later. I took a sneak peek.
God. Oh, you looked?
I had to. Yes.
And?
We'll do it later. We'll do it later.
Tease me. Anything? Give me a morsel.
Well, an obvious one, one that we talked about that you said is minus 150, is, of course, on there. CMC over receptions.
Oh, okay.
That's so obvious. He's
not going to have 7 catches tonight.
No. Sure. No, he's not. I'm not going to say what's going to happen there. Okay, so you said we'll talk Survivor in less than 10 minutes. But you said you threw it out Rams early in the week. That's when the number was short of a touchdown. Now we're close to double digits. My prediction is Rams will be back on the table before they kick off tonight. And you will be faced with that. Do we do Rams tonight? Like many others will.
I have given up all power on our Survivor entry. I just make suggestions and then Chirizi and Beef make the call. I will text them during the break here and ask what we're thinking. But I did, I swear, hand up, on Tuesday night, I said Rams, ? I think the issue there is that people don't want to play Thursday night games in Survivor. And I understand it, but you and I have done this long enough. How many times in our lifetime have we ever felt good about a depleted, shorthanded road dog on Thursday night? Mm-hmm. You probably need one hand to count.
I hate Thursday night football. I don't love doing division games, even though I've done it this year. Like, there will be people that don't go there. So you know what that's also going to do, Sam? It's also going to bring the pick percentage way down. If this was on Sunday, it would be a top 2 pick. I don't think it's going to be a top 2 pick, even though it should be, because it's the second highest point spread of the week behind the Lions. So that's going to be an interesting conversation. And I don't know if people are ready to make that selection on a Thursday too. We've seen that. We saw it a couple weeks ago with the Bills. Like, they were not owned as high as they should have been just because it's Thursday. So we'll get to that coming up. I don't think it's a tough call though. Like, you look at this. Look at this game. Like, how often? I know you're not going to go against San Francisco. I do have a few loser spots. I might go San Francisco in all of them.
See, that's what is happening in my brain right now, because I've already put in the Patriots in my many losers pool. And we could talk about this on the other side, because we're going to get to Survivor looks and reverse Survivor looks. I put Patriots in early in the week. And I can change that, of course, because if you're in a splash pool, you don't need to put it in through a proxy, go to a casino, whatever. You could just click from the convenience of your own home. You got me thinking now, do I flop out the Patriots and enter the Niners? Maybe.
There are not a lot of options to go against the Patriots because their schedule is so bad. That's the argument for you to keep that. And, you know, that was your first instinct. Look at the Patriots' schedule. Such a freaking joke, man. After Buffalo this week, here's what they got. They've got New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland. Maybe the 3 worst teams in football. It's like, come on. So it's going to be tough to go against them, for sure. We'll break it all down. Survivor next. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats. Week 5 starts tonight. The BetMGM Network.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly what people it's outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this a tough one? That's what people were thinking. Maybe it would be a tough week. I don't know. As things are settling in, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games that have a point spread of a touchdown or higher. And then you've got a big gap. There are some 7, 7.5s, and then you get down to 3.5. Welcome back. This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We're trying to figure out Survivor. We're trying to figure things out along with you guys here. Week 5, most people are still alive. I'd say like maybe a third at most in some pools are out. By week 5, that's a surprise. It has been very, very chalky, where the highest point spreads are getting home again, every single week. Now, you'll find games where like a 7-point spread, like last week with that Packers game, that was 6.5, I believe. Chargers was 6. We get some upsets. There is a big difference, Sam, as you know, between 6.5 or 7. Or 7 and 7.5, which is something I want to talk to. And we're seeing it in the results through a month of the season.
You have more Survivor than anybody I know. What is your plan for this week?
My plan is, okay, so there was a moment where I was like going through my head. I'm like, okay, Flores against Dylan Gabriel. That feels like that should be a lock. But I can't justify it. It's 3.5 versus all these games that are at least a touchdown, and I haven't used these teams. So I can't get there. Plus, the last thing I want to be doing is Sunday morning just kicking myself. Hey, you idiot. Why'd you put your Survivor on an international game? Like that just, I can't. And going against that Browns defense, I don't want to do that. I'm just working my way up. Colts. Colts are interesting. It's 7. Here's why I'm thinking no Colts. The Raiders in a spot where, okay, they lose at home last second, blocked field goal attempt against the Bears. Geno Smith throws 3 interceptions. He's been awful at home, but he's better on the road. And the Colts, okay, you got 1 game against a real team, and you kind of peed down your leg at the very end last week. So I still feel like I want to know more about the Colts before I take them in Survivor. And it's a good bounce. So I'm thinking no Colts. And the other thing is, when you look at the money line for the Colts this morning, it's minus 290. And then these other ones are $4, $5. That's a big gap between the 7 and the 7.5. Okay, so we get to the top 4. Lions, Rams, Bills, Cardinals. I don't want to take Kyler Murray, but I feel like I have to. This is the only spot this year. The line's 7.5. The money line's $4. It is the last time. I did not take the Cardinals in the first couple weeks. Maybe I should have against soft opponents, Saints and Panthers, I believe. But I'm going to have to take some Cardinals. Bills, I'm saving.
I think the Bills smash them, destroy them. But there are so many spots like Carolina, Cincinnati, Cleveland, where I can take the Bills in the future. I feel like I have an advantage if I still have the Bills in my back pocket when most people have used them and more people are going to use them this week once again. So I'm saving the Bills. The Lions, I would rather take them at home. They're the biggest favorite. They're minus 530 on the money line. Not a ton of future value. I will be using some Lions. Jake Browning is god-awful, and the Bengals are going through maybe like one of the roughest patches over a two-game period in team history. So there will be some Lions. There will be some Cardinals, less Cardinals. There will be Rams. I'm going to be sweating tonight because I have so many spots. So far, I've been divvying it up for the most part with three teams. Those are going to be my three: Lions, Rams, and Cardinals. Rams don't have a ton of future value. They do get the Saints in week 9. Right now, that's projected as a 9-point spread. So that's a week where you're going to want to use them. But how do they lose this game? How does that happen? I don't see it. The Niners are up against it, and this line keeps going up, up, up. Who knows? We might get to 10. Maybe this is going to be in that that area of the Lions point spread, which is 10.5. But I didn't think I was going to be here, Sam. I'm going to have to take some Rams. Yeah, some Rams tonight.
I don't think it's a bad idea. It's funny, as you're talking about your process and the teams that you're considering, it's never this simple. But if you want to make it this simple, let's do it. Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff, Daniel Jones, Kyler Murray. Pick your poison. Mm-hmm. Are you really going to go to war and Survivor with Daniel Jones or Kyler Murray? I think that's the question anybody that's still alive has to consider. If you have one Survivor entry left, I mean, most people aren't like Joe. They don't have 25 entries. Most people have one. And I think the biggest hurdle is, can I get there with Daniel Jones or Kyler Murray? Some people would say never. Others would say it's the Titans. I get it. I understand it. I have the text here. So the Chicago guys are on the horn right now. Shout out 108. I have – this is a screenshot of a note thread, essentially, on Terese's phone. It says week 5 pick in all bold lettering at the top. Entry 1, dead. Entry 2, Buffalo Bills in the Tony Montana jerseys. So I'm guessing they're wearing all white on Sunday. I didn't know that, but that's very funny. Now, Beef is saying that they're thinking about Rams now. So still time to decide. But it sounds like our last entry is going to be either the Bills or the Rams.
I would like to save Lions Bills with a lot of my entries. I really would. So most people are going to use those teams. If you're in a big pool, look, you're going to have to take teams like the Cardinals at some point. Big pool, it's going to go to the very end. You're going to have to use probably 20 teams, right? I don't know if they have double picks. However, your pool is set up, but a team like the Cardinals that's in the middle, a team like the Colts that's middle trending up, you're going to have to use those teams at some point. So is this the spot for you? I think that's something worth considering. The Colts are going to be used by everybody in week 8 against Tennessee. Like, Tennessee is that pick on team, and that's why people are going to land on the Cardinals this week. I understand it. The chalk is getting home, man. Man, I didn't think I'd be here with Rams, but Rams feel like the obvious play. And the ownership percentage is going to be suppressed a little bit because it's Thursday night, because it's Shanahan on the other side, because it's a divisional matchup.
And if you can get there on the Rams, who likely win, obviously, given the market move. I mean, the market doesn't lie. Look ahead number, Rams -3, BetMGM 8.5, other books 9. I'm just saying, those sides generally do not lose outright. When a game goes from -3 to -9,
right?
I don't have numbers on this, but as somebody who's covered this long enough, usually that side, on the money line at least, gets home. Then you don't have to worry about the weekend. then you're just kicking your feet up and not even thinking about anything on Sunday. If you can get through it on Thursday and just mentally get there on a team with the better quarterback, a healthy offense, probably, I don't know that they're that much better defensively, but I think their front is very special in Los Angeles. Do we think McVay and company are going to go down to Mac Jones and the depleted Niners? You may just have to do it and not overthink it. Just ship Rams.
I'm thinking right now at 11 a.m. Eastern, when Kelly in Vegas joins us, she's going to tell us she went all in on the Rams.
Ah.
What do you think? Like, she does that. She goes, let's push them all. Let's shove this team. She did it with the Broncos in week one. She did it with, I think, was it Lions last week where she shoved Lions? Yes.
She
and they started
did
off
shove
losing.
Lions. Yeah. And then earlier in the season, she shoved Broncos, I think, in the game that they almost lost to Tennessee.
She might shove Rams. But
shove
that New
Moon.
Orleans spot. Hover. Right now I'm hovering. Hovering.
You need
shoving.
To stop hovering, honestly. They've always said that about you. Stop hovering.
Hover, shove, Ram-ally. Now we're Ram-ally? Oh, God. Makes me sick. But, yeah, I'm going to do mostly Rams. That's where I'm at. Because I'm trying to save Lions, and I'm going to have to do some Cardinals because they don't – there is no other chance. Especially in big pools, you got to do some Cardinals at some point.
I like having quarterbacks that can see over the offensive line, personally speaking. But then again, I get Titans. Cute in Survivor every year, and I'm out by October. So what do I know? Apparently, though, I'm very good at reverse Survivor. Just pick the loser. Yes. Oh, I can pick a loser. Pick the winner. Oh, give me a dog or give me a 1-point favorite.
So what are you going to do? What are you thinking?
I'm leaving it. I thought about it. We discussed it last segment. I've done really well. None of these games have been close that I've picked. Knock, knock, knock. New England's not going into Buffalo Sunday night and winning. I don't think so. I'm going to just leave it. New England to lose. That's my play.
Okay. I'm going to shove San Francisco. Like, I think that's a different game theory. And, like, I could go Cincinnati against Detroit, but there'll be other spots to use them. I could go New England. I think that's a pretty good idea. Tennessee already used. I'm sure most people in those sorts of pools have already used Tennessee. I'm going to have mostly San Francisco. I'll probably do two. I got three left. I think I'll do two San Francisco, one New England, maybe, because there are not a lot of spots. We went over it to go against New England because their schedule is so weak.
Also, you know, a lot of people want to save these teams. Think about Baltimore. How many people coming into the season told themselves, oh, I got to save Baltimore for the stretch. You know, I got to save them for November and December. Injuries are the great equalizer, and who knows when Lamar comes back. I know the Ravens reporters were a little confused. You know, he might not play. Well, actually, Baltimore went from -6.5 to +2. The betting market already says he's out, but be careful saving teams because the wrong injury could ruin everything.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Joe O. Sammy P. coming up next. Connor Allen from 4 for 4. We'll hang out with his best plays for the NFL weekend. We'll also give our college plays in about 25 minutes. Also on X. That continues right here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.